Now time for locker room chatting here with MHMA girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll. After a 1-1 first week of the season, and coach, first game, you guys get up to a bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I mean, first credit to Effingham, how good they played, and they're so good defensively, and they kind of had us rattled on offense on our part. We kind of hung in there for a little bit the first half, but we just couldn't get much offense going that half. I thought we played decent defense. I thought we played really hard, and there were some good things to take away from that first game, but Effingham's really good and gave us some trouble. So I think that ultimately helped us for our next game a little bit. We learned a lot of things about ourselves, but our girls played really hard and deserve some credit. Did some things well, but it was a learning experience for us that first game for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What were some things offensively that they took away from that game after those first game struggles?
We really had trouble getting the ball inside, getting inside touches. We had trouble getting the ball reversed several times, just getting moved from one side of the floor to the other. So, not there were a lot of things that were struggling. We didn't get very many offensive rebounds that game. They did a lot of things really well and kind of took us out of what we were hoping to do. So, it was kind of felt like each possession was a little bit of a grind in that game a little bit. But we unfortunately didn't shoot free throws well that game either. That's sometimes nice. We got to the free throw line like we wanted to, but didn't knock down free throws. So there were several things that just kind of added up over the course of the game that led to kind of an offense performance we knew that was probably a little bit less than what we were capable of. But a lot of that was credit to Effingham's defense too, how good they were.
So that first game finals at 42-19 in the loss column, but then you guys bounced back in a big way last night in a 42-28 win over JTN. Your overall thoughts on that game?
Yeah, like you said, I really thought that was a good and a big bounce-back game for us. I'm glad we didn't lose any confidence after that first game. And, it was tight all along the first half, and we had a great third quarter. I think we held them to one field goal in the third quarter defensively, and we scored well. And offense got going a little bit. We had a bunch of offensive rebounds there early in the game to kept us in. We didn't shoot particularly well against our zone, but even without that, we were able to have a decent offensive night. And again, I thought our defense was pretty good the whole way through. And like I said, limiting them in the second half like we did was super important. So, yeah, our girls deserve a lot of credit for that. I thought everybody that stepped on the floor had some important role they played that night. And it was really good to see us bounce back from that Friday game with a game against another good team that I thought we played really well.
Absolutely, you guys did. And you guys had overall a very balanced scoring attack as well. You had a player with 12, 10, and 9. And so nobody really, it wasn't really a one person show. It was a whole team effort.
Yeah, exactly. And we think we're capable of that. We know we have several girls on our roster that any given night could be double figures. And like we said, we are pushing like 4 girls to double figures that night. We have several girls that we're confident in and really play good solid, get to the rim and score, get to the foul line. So to have balanced scoring like that, and like I said, everybody that got on the floor played some role, even if they didn't score. We had a lot of good, important rebounds, good plays defensively. We got out in passing lanes to pressure a little bit. There were a lot of girls played important roles, but having balanced scoring is super important and going to be a big help going forward.
And you guys have an Oskaloosa team coming up here on Friday. What are some things you know about them?
Yeah, we know they've been in some tight games recently, and they have a really good freshman class coming in and a lot more players than they had last year. So they've taken some big steps there. They've been in some competitive games already. So we think it's going to be another kind of league dogfight game. And we know there's a lot of teams in our league that are going to be real close. I think the first week of the season, all but one game was a single-digit game or something like that. So we know each night in our league it's going to be a dogfight, and whoever plays good defense and knocked out from the shot will be in good shape. So it'll be another good one. We're glad to be at home again on Friday night. Hopefully it's a good atmosphere, and our girls will come out ready to play again like they were Tuesday.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks so much.
That was Morehill Mount girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.